And now,
we present to you.
And now,
ignorant news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously ignorant.
Find it first weekend, Riddles and Alsip, Friday and Saturday. Seriously Ignorant News Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from O'Hare on a woman whose appetizer will be in 3 to 7 years. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, as serious as the pep talk I'm about to give my pilot. Make sure everybody's all right before I take off on this flight.
A pep talk. How you feel?
Yes, everybody good?
Yeah, you right? Everything good?
How was your morning?
Can I get you anything?
Really?
I think
seriously.
Yeah, when you get on a plane, you look in that cockpit and hey, everybody good? No, really.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough.
No doubt. All right, well, check it out. An Akron couple were spending a quiet evening watching TV, eating chips and salsa, when 61-year-old Ronnie Buckner and his 50-year-old girlfriend, Phyllis Jefferson, having a nice time until she noticed that the salsa was almost gone. So she got upset because he was eating too much of the salsa. So 50-year-old Phyllis stabbed him with a pen.
What?
Yeah, she saw he was eating up all the salsa. She grabbed a pen and stabbed him. Then she knocked the TV over. Now, Buckner says, as he was trying to catch the TV, she grabbed a kitchen knife and stabbed him again. So she stormed out the house and drove off. The police stopped her and arrested her. But you know she had to be mad about more than salsa.
Well, yeah.
You'll snap out. You know what I mean? You'll snap out and stab a man over salsa. He did something else. That's some built-up hate right there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Sometimes it's salt and pepper. Sometimes it's ketchup. It could be anything. You're right. You're right, Damon.
Or she had a flashback of him leaving the seat up, or she had to watch them racing stripe draws.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Something. But it was more than salsa.
Yeah.
But you could bet she probably was like, yeah, did you eat salsa with that chick you was with? Seriously. As serious as a reality show with black women that all get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try finding that one on the air. Now, this next story comes all the way from Australia, because ignorance is everywhere, Tom. This 26-year-old Erica Leader was arrested for an unspecified warrant. Now, when she got in custody during a search by a female officer, the topless defendant, Leader, began to squeeze her breast and squirted breast milk all over the head, shoulders, and arms of the correctional officer. Yep. She just started squirting the lady with breast milk. Now, this led the judge to add more charges to her case, and the judge denied her bail in order to have a psych evaluation because she's crazy. The judge said the bail was denied because of a previous assault on a police officer, and the additional charge was due to the possibility of spreading disease with this nasty breath milk.
Oh, my.
Now, ain't no telling what the charge would have been if it was a man squirting stuff on people. But we ain't going to get into that.
Thank
seriously.
You. Thank you.
Damon.
I got you when it's real early. As serious as grown people that play too much. That's for all you April Foolers out there.
One who don't guy, know how to play.
Yeah, don't know how to play. This lady April Fooled her guy saying, I want to break up. And he replied by text to her text saying, well, I'm glad you said it first.
Wow.
And she was only kidding, so now they actually really broke up. So quit playing, people.
Oh,
that's right.
Quit playing.
Reporting to you live from O'Hare, and I'll see y'all at Riddles this weekend. Chief Correspondent, Damon Williams.
All right.